Anti-lock braking systems. ABS stands for anti-lock braking system. Anti-lock brakes prevent skidding and allow drivers to steer during an emergency braking situation. You can find out whether your car has ABS by looking for a lighted ABS symbol on the dashboard right after starting the engine, by checking the owner's manual, or by asking the dealer. You will know your ABS is not working if the ABS symbol stays lighted on the dashboard long after the car has started. The conventional brakes will continue to work even when ABS does not. If this happens, follow the traditional lessons for emergency braking or stopping situations. There are two types of ABS, four-wheel ABS and rear-wheel anti-lock brakes. It is easy to use four-wheel ABS once you know how. In simple terms, all you have to do is brake and steer. Push the brake pedal down hard, hold it down firmly, and steer in the direction you want the car to go. Many drivers have been instructed that the correct way to stop in an emergency situation where traction is lost and the vehicle slides is to pump the brakes. While this may be correct with conventional brakes, it's different with four-wheel ABS. In an emergency situation, ABS pumps the brakes automatically at a much faster rate than the driver ever could. Four-wheel ABS works like this. Whenever the vehicle's computer detects that one or more wheels are locking, ABS begins to pump the brakes to avoid locking. The driver needs to press hard on the brake pedal, hold it down, and steer out of danger. You should not turn the steering wheel hard or jerk it in one direction. Jerking the wheel too far can cause the vehicle to end up in the emergency stopping lane or on the shoulder of the road. You should maintain control by steering where you want to go. Check that traffic is clear when you decide where to steer, and steer back into the original lane as soon as the hazard is cleared. Rear-wheel anti-lock brakes are found only on some light trucks. They prevent the rear wheels from locking up so the back end of the vehicle does not skid sideways. However, the front wheels can still lock up and cause the driver to lose steering control. If this happens, you should let up on the brake pedal just enough to allow the front wheels to start rolling again to regain steering control. Drivers should be aware that removing steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumping the brakes will disengage or turn off the ABS. Stopping. The ability to judge how much time and space you need to stop your vehicle is a major part of safe driving. The rear-end collision is the number one crash type on Nevada's streets and highways. Your stopping distance depends on many factors, such as the type and weight of the vehicle you are driving, your speed, the condition of the tires and brakes, the road surface, your reaction time, how alert or how tired you are, and weather conditions. To stop your vehicle, three things must occur. You have to see and understand the reason for stopping. That's called perception. Your brain has to send a message telling your foot to step on the brake pedal. That's called reaction. And your foot has to move to the brake pedal and push down. These three things together are called perception and reaction distance. The amount of time it takes from when you see that you need to stop until you step on the brakes is called reaction time. Reaction time increases as driving decisions become more complex or when unexpected events occur. Highway safety studies show normal reaction times are 2 to 2.5 seconds. Stopping your vehicle also involves braking time and distance. Braking time is how much time it takes for the brakes and friction between the road and the tires to stop your vehicle. Braking distance is how far your vehicle travels during this time. The most important point for any driver to remember is that if you double your speed, say from 30 miles per hour to 60 miles per hour, your braking distance does not become twice as long, it becomes four times as far. Stopping distances on a wet highway may be more than double those on dry pavement. Be especially careful during the first rain of a season because the mixture of oil and water on pavement is very dangerous. Stopping distances on packed snow and ice are greatly increased. For example, if you are going 30 miles per hour, your stopping distance on ice would be 373 feet, well over the length of a football field. Most cars will begin to lose traction and hydroplane between speeds of 35 and 55 miles per hour in heavy rainfall. When this happens, you lose control of your vehicle. Slow down. Stopping distance and time graphic. For a typical passenger car with perfect four-wheel brakes, drive pavement, level road, and a 2.5-second reaction time. At 25 miles per hour, the perception and reaction distance is 92 feet. The stopping distance is 35 feet. 127 feet total, 4.4 seconds. At 35 miles per hour, perception and reaction distance is 128 feet. Braking distance is 68 feet for a total of 196 feet, 5.14 seconds. At 45 miles per hour, the perception and reaction distance is 165 feet, braking distance is 113 feet for a total of 278 or 5.9 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, the perception and reaction distance is 202 feet, braking distance is 168 feet for a total of 370 or 6.66 seconds. And at 65 miles per hour, the perception and reaction distance is 238 feet. The braking distance is 256 feet for a total of 494 or 7.86 seconds. Defensive driving tips. Giving yourself time and space to stop is easier if you use these defensive driving guidelines. Look ahead at least 12 seconds. This means, at a minimum, you should look ahead to where your vehicle will be 12 seconds from now. To figure out how far this is, choose a fixed object in front of you and begin counting, 1001, 1002, etc., until the front of your vehicle passes the object. If you have not reached 1012, you need to be looking farther ahead. For example, at 30 miles per hour, you should see a little over a block ahead. The 12-second rule allows you to watch traffic patterns and react to changes. When you are driving at freeway speeds, you need to look ahead at least 20 to 30 seconds. Stay behind at least 2 seconds. If you are driving 40 miles per hour or less, stay at least 2 seconds behind the vehicle in front of you. This is a minimum following distance. Most driving instructors recommend up to 4 seconds. To figure this, start counting 1001 when the rear of a vehicle ahead of you passes a fixed point, such as a sign. If you reach the sign before you have counted 1002, you are following too closely. Remember, the 2-second rule is a minimum following distance. As your speed increases, so does the time and distance required for you to stop. For example, if you are traveling at 55 miles per hour, you would need almost 7 seconds to stop with perfect brakes and ideal road conditions. So at highway speeds, or at any speed when streets and roads are slippery and visibility is reduced, allow a safe distance between you and the next vehicle. Give yourself room to maneuver. In traffic, this involves the speed you are traveling and your lane position. You want to be between the clusters of vehicles in front of and behind you. You also want to choose a lane position that allows you the most options for movement. Intersections. When approaching an intersection, it is important to look in all directions. You should look left, right, and left again just before entering the intersection. Graphic on searching. Search 12 seconds or more ahead of your vehicle. A potential stopping zone is 4 to 8 seconds. Following distance is 2 to 4 seconds or more. Commercial vehicles follow at 5 seconds or more. Cell phones and texting. The use of a cellular phone or other handheld wireless communications device to engage in voice communications is prohibited unless the device is used with a hands-free accessory. The use of a cellular phone or other handheld wireless communications device to manually send, read, search the internet, or engage in non-voice communications with another person, including texting, electronic messaging, and instant messaging, is also prohibited. You may use the device to report an emergency if stopping the vehicle would be unadvisable, impractical, or dangerous. What to do if you're stopped by law enforcement? Moving violations are the most common reason a vehicle is stopped by law enforcement. Some examples include speeding offenses, failure to stop at a light or sign, failure to use a signal, or failure to drive within the marked lanes. Courtesy and safety concerns are other reasons an officer might stop your car. It is not uncommon for a driver to be in violation of the law without even knowing it. So what should you do when you see red lights flashing in the rearview mirror? Pull over and stop. Drivers who are stopped by law enforcement officers are encouraged to follow these instructions. Stop your vehicle as far out of the lane of traffic as possible. Stay in your vehicle. If you are stopped at night, turn on the interior light. Good lighting assists good communication. If you leave the vehicle, you subject yourself and the officer to danger from nearby traffic. Keep your hands in plain view at all times, preferably on the steering wheel, and refrain from making any sudden movements. Wait for the officer to request your license, registration, and evidence of insurance. Officers are trained to ask for identification first and provide an explanation of why you were stopped second. Provide the documents requested, then give the officer a chance to explain why you were stopped. This will speed up the process. Remember, in most cases, the officer is in uniform and is displaying a badge and name tag. You have the advantage of knowing with whom you are dealing. The officer does not. Extend the courtesy by presenting the requested paperwork promptly and without an argument. Don't argue the citation with the officer. If you think that the citation was wrongly issued, the proper procedure is to request a hearing through the court system or attend the hearing for which you received notification. Roundabouts. A roundabout is a large, circular area in the middle of an intersection meant to control the right-of-way of vehicles. It is a traffic management tool that moves traffic through an intersection without the aid of traffic signals. Entering traffic must yield the right-of-way to the traffic circulating within the roundabout. All traffic moves in one direction, counterclockwise. How to drive in a roundabout. As you approach, choose which lane to use as you would for any other intersection. Use the left lane to turn left, complete a U-turn, or go straight. Use the right lane to turn right or go straight. Yield. Those in the roundabout have the right-of-way. Wait for a gap in the traffic. Decrease your speed to travel with the traffic already in the roundabout. Use your right turn signal when exiting. Trucks. Drive on the circulatory roadway. The exception is large commercial trucks and trailers, which are permitted to use the truck apron provided around the center island to negotiate the tight turning radius. They drive usually with just the rear wheels on the raised pavement of the truck apron to navigate more easily. Cars should not use the truck apron. Bicyclists. If you are comfortable riding in traffic, take the lane and circulate with the vehicles, making sure to yield to traffic in the circle when entering. Ride at the speed of the circular roadway to discourage cars from wanting to pass you. Use hand signals when exiting the roundabout. If you are unsure about using the roundabout, dismount and walk your bike in the designated crosswalks. Pedestrians, stay in the designated crosswalks at all times. Never cross to the central island. Watch for cars. You have the right-of-way, but always pay attention. Signaling, turning, lane changes, and passing. Signaling. Using signals to tell others that you are going to change lanes, turn, slow down, stop, or park is not just common courtesy, it is also the law. Most vehicles have turn signal lights and brake lights as required equipment. Hand and arm signals can also be used. If the turn signals or brake lights on your car are temporarily out of order, you need to use the following hand signals. Left turn, extend your left arm horizontally out of open window. Right turn, extend left arm with elbow bent upward at about a 90-degree angle. Slowing or stop, extend left arm downward with palm of hand to the rear. Turning. To make safe and legal turns, you must make sure you are in the correct lane well ahead of time. Look ahead, behind, and to each side of your vehicle. Be aware of other drivers and pedestrians. Signal your turn at least 100 feet ahead, that's about 10 car lengths on city streets, or 300 feet, 30 car lengths, on open highways. Watch for and obey traffic signals, signs, and pavement markings that direct your movement. Allow time and space to make your turn safely, slow down. Yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and other traffic. steer through the turn and accelerate to the speed of traffic. Be sure your turn signal is off after you enter the flow of traffic. Many crashes are caused by drivers making turns. When turning, be especially aware of pedestrians and bicyclists, as well as other vehicles. Before making your turn, look one more time in each direction. When turning right, you must be in the extreme right-hand travel lane or a lane designated for right turns. If a single lane is provided to be used only for turning, you may only enter that lane if you are making a right turn and may not travel through an intersection while driving in the right turn lane. Turn into the right-hand lane of the roadway you are entering or the lane designated for the turn. If you then need to change lanes, signal and proceed carefully to the next lane when you are well away from the intersection. When turning left, keep your wheels pointed straight ahead until you begin to actually complete the turn. On a two-lane road, use the lane just to the right of the center line and complete the turn into the traffic lane closest to you going in your intended direction. Do not attempt to change lanes until you can do so safely. Lane changes. When you want to change lanes, use your rear and side view mirrors to check traffic. Signal 100 feet or 10 car lengths on city streets or 300 feet, 30 car lengths on highways or freeways before changing lanes. Check blind spots by looking over your shoulder and change lanes when traffic is clear. Do not change lanes in an intersection. U-turns. In Nevada, U-turns are generally allowed on any road where they can be made safely. Legal U-turns. A U-turn is turning your vehicle around in the street or intersection to go back the way you came. To make a U-turn, signal and use the far left lane or the center left turn lane. You may make a legal U-turn across a double yellow line when it is safe and legal. In a residential district, when a traffic sign, light, or traffic signal protects you from approaching vehicles. At an intersection, on a green traffic signal light or green arrow, unless a no U-turn sign is posted. On a divided highway, only if an opening is provided in the center divider. Illegal U-turns. Never make a U-turn at or on a railroad crossing. On a divided highway, by crossing a dividing section, curb, strip of land, or two sets of double yellow lines. Where you cannot see clearly 200 feet in each direction because of a curve, hill, rain, fog, or other reason. Where a no U-turn sign is posted. When other vehicles may hit you. On a one-way street. In front of a fire station. Never use a fire station driveway to turn your vehicle around. In business districts, areas with churches, apartments, multifamily housing units, and public buildings are also considered to be business districts. Turn only at an intersection unless a sign prohibits it or where openings are provided for turns. Near a grade where there is less than 500 feet of visibility in both directions. You should also be aware that local authorities and the Nevada Department of Transportation may prohibit U-turns at any location within their respective jurisdictions. Nevada law prohibits the operator of a vehicle from making a U-turn in a school zone except when there are no children present, it is a day when no school is in session, on school days from half an hour after school ends to a half hour before the next school session begins, or when the signs or lights designate that the school zone is not currently in effect. Passing another vehicle. Safe passing rules depend on the type of street or highway you are using. However, you should never exceed the speed limit to pass, and you may never use the shoulder of the road to pass. Passing is not safe on two-lane roads. On two-lane roads, where traffic moves in opposite directions, you may pass on the left only when you can clearly see ahead and there is no immediate oncoming traffic, there is a broken yellow line on the highway, or when the broken yellow line is in your lane, and it is safe to do so. When passing on a two-lane road, turn your left signal light on 100 feet ahead in business or residential areas, or 300 feet ahead in other areas. After you have passed, pull back into your lane when you can see the vehicle you passed in your rearview mirror. You must not pass on a two-lane road when coming to a curve or the top of a hill where you cannot see far enough ahead to be sure it is safe. at or within 100 feet of a street crossing, at or within 100 feet of a railroad crossing, where there is a double solid yellow line on the highway, and where signs prohibit passing. When another vehicle comes up behind yours and signals to pass, move to the right in your travel lane and let it pass. Never speed up when another vehicle is passing you. Passing is not safe on multi-lane streets and highways. You may pass vehicles traveling in the same direction on the left if there are no signs or highway markings that indicate passing is not allowed and it can be done safely. Remember to signal, check your mirrors for traffic, and look over your shoulder before moving out of your lane. Never pass to the left of a driver who is making or signaling a left turn. While driving on a highway that has two lanes traveling in the same direction, it is illegal to travel in the far left lane at a speed that is less than the posted speed limit, and you are being overtaken in that lane from the rear by another vehicle that is traveling at a higher rate of speed. This rule does not apply when driving within a city or a town, preparing for a left turn at an intersection, directed by law enforcement to drive in the far left lane, operating an authorized emergency vehicle and performing official duties, traffic conditions, weather or other hazards make it necessary to use the far left lane, or overtaking another vehicle traveling in the same direction. You may pass on the right if the street or the highway is clearly marked for two or more lanes of traffic moving in the same direction you are, but only when passing is safe. Passing on the right is very dangerous if the other driver does not see you and decides to change lanes. Again, remember to signal, check your mirrors, and look over your shoulder to check your blind spots before you change lanes. Never pass on the right when doing so would result in driving off the paved portion of the highway. Passing bicyclists. When passing a cyclist, a motorist must move into the lane to the left if more than one lane for traffic in the same direction exists and doing so is reasonably safe. If an adjacent lane does not exist, pass to the left of the bicycle at a safe distance, which must be at least 3 feet. The motorist may not move back to the right until the vehicle is safely clear of the bicycle. Traveling in a marked bicycle lane is prohibited. Passing parked vehicles. If you are driving past parked vehicles, stay alert. Watch for any sign that a vehicle may be pulling out in front of you, such as the turn signal is on, the white backup lights are on, red brake lights are on, exhaust is coming from the tailpipe. Watch for pedestrians, bicyclists, or skateboarders trying to cross between parked cars. And watch for vehicle doors opening in front of or beside you. Parking. Here are some general rules about parking safely and legally. Whenever you park and leave your vehicle, turn off the engine and set the parking emergency brake. Before opening your door to get out, look carefully for bicycles and other vehicles. Be sure to have your keys, then lock your vehicle. Your vehicle should face in the direction that normal traffic flows. The legal parking position is with the front and rear wheels within 18 inches of the curb. Your vehicle should be visible for 200 feet or about 20 car lengths in each direction. When a roadway has no curb or other barrier, and there are no other signs or markings giving instruction, you should park parallel to the road. If you must stop on a highway, park with all four wheels well off the pavement if possible. Leave enough space for other vehicles to pass safely. Use your parking lights or four-way flashers if visibility is poor or if it is between sunset and sunrise. When you have to use emergency parking areas on highways and freeways, always use your four-way flashers or parking lights. Steering wheel locking device. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while it is still in motion. This will cause the steering to lock if you try to turn the steering wheel, and you will lose control of your vehicle. Colored curb markings. Colored curb markings mean that parking is controlled as follows. White usually indicates you are allowed a very short stop only to take on or let off passengers or to drop mail in a mailbox. Green allows you to park for a limited time. The amount of time is usually shown on a sign. Yellow means a loading zone. Rules depend on local laws. Red means no stopping, standing, or parking. Local laws apply. And blue designates handicapped parking areas. Parallel parking. Parallel parking areas are still common in many Nevada communities. Parallel parking is a driving skill that requires both patience and practice. Here is how to park when there is only one space open between two cars. This guide is for parking on the right side of the road. Use the opposite actions for parking on the left side of the road. 1. As you approach the parking space, check the traffic beside and behind you. If the driver behind you is far enough away to stop or move around you safely, use your turn signal to show you are preparing to park. 2. Make sure the space is big enough for your vehicle, about 5 feet longer than your car. Pull up beside the car parked immediately in front of your chosen space. Your car should be about 2 or 3 feet away from the one beside you, and your rear bumper should be lined up across from each other. 3. Shift to reverse, check your mirrors and look over your shoulder for traffic behind and beside you. Then slowly back up, turning the steering wheel all the way to the right. 4. When the back of your front seat is in line with the rear bumper of the car you are parking behind, straighten the wheels by steering smoothly and quickly to the left. Keep your speed slow. If you do not straighten your front wheels, your right rear wheel will hit the curb. If you turn your steering wheel too far to the left, your right front fender may hit the car you are parking behind. 5. Continue to back up slowly until your front fender just clears the other car's left bumper. 6. Looking over your right shoulder, back slowly, turning the steering wheel to the left and stopping before your car touches the vehicle behind you. 7. Shift to drive. Move slowly forward, turning your steering wheel to the right to straighten the wheels and center your car in the space. You should be about 18 inches from the curb. 8. When you are correctly positioned, stop, shift to park in an automatic transmission car, or first gear or reverse in a manual transmission car, and set the parking brake. Parking on a hill. When parking on a hill, turn your front tires so that if your vehicle should start to roll, it will move away from traffic or into the curb. When your vehicle is headed downhill, turn your front tires toward or into the curb or road shoulder. When headed uphill and there is a curb, turn your front tires away from the curb. When headed uphill and there is no curb, turn your front tires toward the road shoulder. Always set your parking brake. No parking allowed. You may not park your car in any of the following spaces, according to Nevada Revised Statute 484B.450. You may not park on a sidewalk, in front of a public or private driveway, within an intersection, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant in a place where parallel parking is permitted, or 20 feet of a fire hydrant if angle parking is permitted, on a crosswalk or within 20 feet of a crosswalk, within 30 feet of a traffic control signal at the side of a highway, within 50 feet of the nearest rail of a railroad, within 20 feet of a driveway entrance to any fire station, and on the side of a highway opposite the entrance to any fire station, within 75 feet of that entrance. Next to or opposite any highway construction zone. Next to any vehicle already parked on the side of the highway, that's double parking. On any bridge or other elevated structure or within a highway tunnel. In a space reserved for the handicapped, unless you have the special license plate or window placard that entitles you to use the space. Wherever parking is prohibited by signs or curb markings. Within a bicycle lane, unless your vehicle is disabled. In an emergency, if you have car trouble, move to the shoulder or emergency stopping area as soon as you safely can. Turn on your four-way flashers to warn other traffic. If possible, it is better to stay in or near your car on the far side from passing traffic. Walking along a freeway is dangerous. If you stay with your car, a Nevada Highway Patrol trooper will stop to help you. Do not stop on a freeway except for an emergency. International Symbol of Access. The wheelchair symbol that appears on reserved parking signs, placards, and license plates is the international symbol of access for persons with disabilities. Parking spaces marked with this symbol may only be used when the person to whom the valid disabled placard or license plate was issued is either operating or being transported in the vehicle. It is illegal for anyone else to park in spaces marked by this symbol. The minimum fine for doing so is $250, according to Nevada Revised Statute 484B.467. Courtesy within the community. If you are an individual who has been granted a placard for the purpose of occupying parking spaces marked with the International Symbol of Access, please be mindful of spaces with loading zones. These parking spaces may be needed by individuals with a higher degree of impairment who require the assistance of machinery such as lifts to exit and enter their vehicle. Whenever feasible, please practice civility and use these parking spaces as little as possible.